was the year before you. So.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk. How are you all doing? Happy New Month. I have missed you guys so much. And I'm sorry I haven't dropped any episode this past few weeks. I really need to stop promising you all things because other things just come up and then I end up not fulfilling them. This week has been incredible. I mean, seeing Wizkid at the O2 for 3 nights and being able to watch the 3rd night live on YouTube has to be the highlight of my week. I just can't wait to attend any of his concerts physically. I mean, being with my friends and listening to great music has to be something that's worth dreaming about. Well, this is not the topic for today, guys. Today, we're going to be talking about King Richard. King Richard is a movie about Venus and Serena Williams and just how much their family was a part of their success story. And on the show today, we have one of my besties. Your caller Claudia, by caller Ejeskolo. Ejeme, welcome on the show, guys. Hi, I'm Asila. Good morning. Claudia, it has taken you so long to finally come on.
I'm so sorry. You know the network situation in the environment that I'm in.
But like you're in Houston, all right?
Yes, but I'm outside.
Oh, what's up? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? It's been so long.
I am fine. Yeah, it's been so long, guys.
What's been going on now? How is home? Your birthday is coming. So, like, what's been going on? What are your plans for your birthday?
Like, the birthday, I don't even know what to do. I mean, it's not the same when you guys are not there. It's almost like I don't have, like, other friends. I feel like my friends in Benin, I just see them as... I have friends in Benin, but I feel like they are people that maybe we can party together. They are not just, like, friends. They are not people I want to let in when I'm having this special moment. Do you understand?
Yeah, but you have to, like, substitute now since we cannot make it, like, you have to have fun on your own.
So. Oh, yes. There's this person coming, obviously.
And Wahala.
You know, it's just something, like, he's so nice, and he's been, like, really making me happy, so I'm glad that at least I have him in my name.
Yeah, like, that's important. Like, for him to even say, oh, your friends are not going to be around, I want to spend your birthday with you. That's
Up for me, legit. And it's just beautiful. I mean,
it's like, even like, our
friendship is going to, like, take one step forward, but I hope it does not go too far.
So. Yeah, of course, definitely.
I mean, like, who wants to get out of a relationship and then just like jumps on something else, like, soon? Like,
exactly.
That's too much. Like,
you need your space to heal. And you think, like, you're done healing?
No, obviously. I think I still like him so much. But like, that's, like, going away. Like, going
yes, away. As it should. Because goodbye to that toxic person, I beg.
No, don't be like that. He's a great person. No, he's literally a grip. I just felt like we just have misunderstandings.
Yeah, okay. If you say so, for me,
we're in a really good place. I mean, we talk, we're friends.
Why are you still talking? In fact, that's
because that's healthy. Like, I don't have to worry about this in him. You get that he's my classmate.
Even though, is there a way that you... What you talk? Can't you cut him off, like, totally?
No, he's my friend. He's, like, my friend. One of my good friends in Benin. I mean, we were friends before the relationship, so we can stay friends after. So,
what do you think is going to get you anything for your birthday? Like, if you guys are friends, quote unquote.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know. I'm not asking him to get me something. Like, it's not compulsory, but I feel like he's going to, like, do something for me because...
Like, for the sake of the friendship.
We had plans before, you know, before what happened.
Yeah.
But I'm happy about this new other person. And I'm, like, excited about it, too.
Me too, I'm excited. I just hope that he doesn't have this, like, mentality like the other person have. I hope, like, he's really genuine, like, you get.
Yeah, and the thing is that I feel like there's no relationship coming out of this one. It's just going to very good friends, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's this too. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, back to the streets, baby.
Like, I'm happy that I'm, like, just over that. I mean, like, it's been such
done
a
and
long
dusted time. That chapter, you know, on to
yes. Data. You know, I'm coming to the whole life. I'm coming to join you again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, Claudia.
Yeah.
King Richard has to be my favorite movie of 2021.
Like, honestly, when you posted it on your story, like, we should go watch it. Normally, you know, I'm always taking your movie advice. But you're like, go and watch it. It's like really inspiring. I was like, okay, since Omotola is talking about it, I actually wanted to download it too, even without you sending me the link and everything.
Okay, then I now like told you.
Yeah, I was like, okay,
like, it's so inspirational. That movie, it just makes you believe that you can be anything no matter where you're coming from.
Oh God, like, that movie is a 10 over 10. I love everything about that movie. Like,
the delivery, the acting, everything. Venus Williams' lives. Like,
I don't think there was a better person to play the
like
father.
For me, 30 minutes into the movie, I already knew that I was going to learn a lot. I mean, seeing how Richard drafted all he wanted for his daughters even before they were, born. And how he groomed them with that idea into superstars. Like
everybody even knew, like the mother knew, the sisters knew that, okay, people, they're going to be tennis players. Like,
yes, everybody knew their role in making them superstars.
Exactly.
Richard was not working again. So it was the mom that was feeding all of them.
Mm-hmm. Two jobs and everything. And one thing I like that they put in was obviously like them trying to say that he's overstretching his daughter. They now sent child services to his house. He had to tell them, like, I'm being a great father. You can't tell me that.
Yeah, because these are black children, to be honest.
Exactly.
Like, if you don't train them well, they're obviously going to end up in the streets again.
Exactly. And he was like, you're going to arrest them and you can't tell me that.
And he was like, even if they arrest them, that when the children end up in the streets for murder or for something else, like, they should not hold him responsible.
Exactly. See, I don't even know.
And like when he told them that one day you guys are going, how did he say? He said, the world has never respected Richard Williams, but they are going to respect you all. I was like, what?
Wow, like, God. He really put so much on his children, and I'm so happy that they delivered, like, they were who they wanted to be, even after all the hard work.
And he was like, he has never received the $100,000 check or something, but they are going to receive a check of $1 million or something. Like,
at the age of 50, did you see the end? At the age of 50, she got $23 million. Oh God.
Guys,
see,
and like, and then I just Venus is so pretty and be like she's beautiful, like,
yes,
I
oh my
Venus
God.
Is so pretty. I like her body, like, she's prettier than Serena, but Serena is good.
But like, do you know, I never knew that Serena had a sister. Did you know, like, before the movie?
Seriously,
I swear I never knew.
Okay, I knew because my daddy's like their major fan. He used to like watch their games.
Like, I thought it was always Serena. Like, I even thought the movie was going to be about Serena when I started it. Wow.
No.
God.
Like, you just, like, I don't know. I just, when you look at the achievements and see how, all you see is just how two black women have excelled in a white-dominated
sport. And it speaks
to
you differently because you just start to, like, I can also do this, like, and you had less opportunities that time, but now everything is on your table, so you can make use of it. Maybe I'm not even the same person again, like, I see myself doing,
like,
better.
I don't have that same mentality I had before watching it.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
I look at those women now with so much respect, and for one person, I was not really interested in tennis. But now I see that it was not just a game to them. It was their life.
They took it so seriously, like, because they knew.
Like, after watching the movie, I watched this Red Table Talk that Jada Smith used to do.
Yeah.
But Will was, like, guest hosting that day, Will Smith. So he had Serena and Venus and their family on the table. And then he just asked them so many things. And then there was this particular question that got me. He said something like, Richard Williams knew what he wanted for them. Like, he had drafted this plan. He believed in them. But how did they come to believe in themselves? Like, and Serena and Venus are just like, they knew and they believed. I'm like, you just know and you just believe. Like, there's no second guessing. Do you understand? Like,
exactly. Because
we should,
like,
put that kind of mentality into our everyday life. That's a new level of positive thinking. And Exactly. And a whole new level of believing in yourself. Like, it's just different.
Especially, like, so many things were, like, and then there were other, like, teenage table tennis players, but they were focused. They were like, we know we can do this. Especially that time that their coach was interviewing them after, like, their first practice. And they were answering people to be like her. Like, having that kind of mentality, like...
Yeah. God. And that thing I liked about the movie was how Will Smith embodied the character of Richard Williams. Like,
yes. God, so
it
good.
Almost became like this was Richard Williams. Like, yeah. I did not even want. And this is exactly what he did when he acted Muhammad Ali in Muhammad Ali's movie, too.
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith is such a great actor, and I don't believe that
he's not even overrated. Like, he delivers every time. Every
and
time.
He's short, though.
I swear.
They are like other shots.
Guy.
Oh,
good.
I can't. And then did you see how Richard still made education a necessity? Like, he wasn't forcing them to go pro. He continued to put family, patients, and education above early sources.
And church. Everything was just, he was not like, okay.
Yes. Because I mean, like, he told, he was telling their coach one time that parallel A is a necessity for them to keep playing tennis.
Exactly. Like, imagine. Other people will just overlook that kind of thing. Like, what is the use of education?
Some people will basically not go to school anymore.
School. Yeah, exactly.
From being homeschooled, they'll stop going to school. Like, they'll stop education.
Totally. And just focus on the sports. And
yes.
And he was like, his daughters can speak different languages. Like, bro. Like,
and then, you know, like, when Richard was about to commit murder, when he wanted to kill that guy, but the guy got shot before him. Like, for them to put that part in the story, like, it was just...
Like,
just
really
how much
had...
he wanted to defend his daughters for me. Like, people have talked him down. They've beaten him. They've disrespected him. But
daughters,
can't have you... He can't have you do that to his girls.
In front of... He was like, nah, fam, we're not going to do this. I was so glad that it was not him that shot that guy in the end.
Exactly.
Because...
And then on the red table talk still, on... When they were talking... I think if you saw this part in the movie where Venus was having like an interview, and then the person, the host was like, "You are so confident in yourself," and then she said yes, and then he's like asking the question again, and then he's like asking it again.
I swear, like,
and
she
then
already said
Richard
it.
Was like, "She already said that she's confident in herself. Why are you trying to like
trying to make her feel low or something?"
Will asked Venus this thing on the red table, and Venus was like, "She saw what was coming for the man. She knew that she had a lion as a father that was going to defend her. But the man did not know what was coming for him." Exactly. I mean, feeling like you have that protector. Like, it's just...
It's amazing. It's just, like, they really knew that their father was all in for them. No matter how stubborn and how difficult it was. They really knew that.
And then, the only sad part of this entire thing is that I think he's sick now.
Oh my God, your father is sick.
Yes, I think for like 2 years now.
Oh my God.
But he's alive. He's not dead. But he's not, it's not,
oh, well, that
not
dead
active. He like had stroke in a way.
That day go pain me die if he dies.
Yeah, Jesus.
Because now that I know his story.
Richard would take them out of training to go to Disney World. And he was not even paying for this thing, so.
Oh my, that man suffered. That man suffered because he came with his own contract and they gave him their own contract. Like, this is what
he told the coach. He said, what did he even say again? He said, "If you're taking Venus and Serena, you're taking all of us to Florida."
I swear, like, the man did not even budget for it, but that man made, like, he knew that these children had potential.
Like, they were worth it, yes.
I
don't know, one agency wanted to, like, sign Venus and sponsor her with $3 million. Richard refused, though. The man was not angry. But after Venus' first game as a professional, he says, Reebok
million.
Is reaching out, Puma is reaching out, Adidas is reaching out, and he's just telling all of them to kiss his ass.
Yeah. Wait, almost like...
And then after everything, I think she received the $23 million
$23, bro. That money is big then. It's still big now, guy.
That's money enough to change their entire life.
Do you get for one person, one person, talk more of the two children?
and their mother. She's like, ah, no, no, that woman is so strong.
Like, she really did her. She really played her role as a mother, because even when they choose Venus as like the only trainer, she was also training Serena along. Like, don't feel bad. Your own time will.
And reach. Then, and when their first coach said that he could only train one person for free, and then he chose Venus. It was how. And Richard was putting camera to video the practice of Serena.
Oh,
that was
my
just
God. That was
like,
so
you understand?
Sweet.
Like, he was videoing every practice. And then that open stance thing that he was trying to correct them. That
I swear, him arguing with the coach even got tired. But I guess he knew, like, the right thing. Like, his daughter, how the daughter will play better if she opens that stance. So,
like, I felt Richard did it. Like, if it's me, I'm, like, just so excited that all of his dreams for his daughter, everything just, like, came to
reality.
I mean, the moment I watched that movie, I was like, this is something that I want to talk about. And I just thought about, like, who is going to relate to this thing like I am? Like, I was so... I didn't call Uwa immediately after watching the movie. And I was like, guy, there is this movie because, like,
everybody needs to watch it. It's like, oh my God.
Like, at the time, I could not even reach you. And I knew that if there's anybody that was going to, like, feel my energy, he would have been the one. And then he was like, he has not even seen the movie, imagine. But he got the message. I mean, because, like, I was 1 hour into the movie when I texted that this is what I want us to have a podcast about this movie.
About it.
Like, I was not even done. And you know me, I will watch one movie 20 times, but I will watch King Richard 100 times.
I swear, guy, no cap.
Like, and the delivery, like, those two girls that even played Venus and Serena, they were so good.
They were so good. They need to actually, like, give them an award or something, because...
Yeah, I feel like King Richard would go far. I mean, Will Smith was incredible. Yes. And the publicity they brought to the movie. And then, do you know that Serena and Venus agreed to to be executive producers of the movie?
Oh my God.
But they were not
Tola? Tola? Tola, can you hear me?
So, guys, Claudia is not going to be able to come back on the show. Her network is really, really bad. I mean, you know, this is how it is in school. I mean, there's no network, and then they promise you Wi-Fi, and you don't even get it. So, guys. Oh, what was I saying before Claudia went to? Okay, I was talking about Venus and Serena being executive producers of King Richard. So, they were not going to... They were not going to be executive producers of the movie until they, like, see how the movie is and how much it's going to tell, like, how well they are going to able to, portray it. I don't really know the word, but, like, how well they were going to be able to, like, portray their story. Let me put it like that. You'll understand. So, and then when they watched the movie, they saw it and they were like, oh, we're going to produce this thing. So, that's just what they were saying on the Red Table Talk, and then just things like that. So today, both Venus and Serena have surpassed the expectations of Richard Williams. Venus is the first Black American woman in the open era to be ranked number one in the world. She has won Wimbledon 5 times. She has 4 Olympic gold medals, 7 single Grand Slams, and 14 double Grand Slams. And the list just goes on and on and on. While Serena, on the other hand, is a 23-time Grand Slam champion and is considered by many, including me, to be the greatest player in the history of the game, in the history of tennis. I mean, this is just incredible. I'm just excited that all of William's dreams for his daughters came to pass. This episode has been so fun. If you haven't seen King Richard, you should, and I hope you're as inspired as I am. Thank you so much for coming on, Claudia. I know that you're not here. I will thank you personally too. You know I love you, girl. I love you so much. So next episode drops anytime soon. And Claudia is going to be on the next episode too. She's going to be our guest host. And then it's just this whole birthday edition thing. And then I'll just let you guys know how it's going to be later. So my birthday is Monday the 13th of December. I'm going to be a year older. I'm so excited. But thank you so much, guys, for joining me. I don't know, whenever I get this, have a nice day, nice morning, a nice afternoon, good night, whatever. Bye, guys. I love you.